Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem B'tochen Shir number 21 in the Sefer Chovos Halvaveis, Shara B'tochen. And it's going to talk about now the seemingly injustices in the world and why they occur. And he says as follows, if someone will ask, we find some righteous people who struggle to gain their sustenance, their panasa. And they have to work extremely hard in order to attain it. And many sinful people live in tranquility. And they live with prosperity and pleasure. And the question here is based on the principle that we just learned that if a person shows how to make time with his extra time, Hashem will exempt him from spending that much time working, because he won't fall into doing wrong things, and he'll make use of his time. So you have tzaddikim that are able to not get into trouble and make use of their time to the fullest, and nevertheless, many work very hard for their panasa and barely make a living. And on the other hand, they are rishoyim, evil people, wicked people, who inherit money and live their life in wickedness and leisure, and then they're the ones that should be busy to be kept out of trouble, but they have a lot of leisure time and they do evil from it. So that is the contradiction we sometimes see in the world that seems to contradict the previous principle of what we learned in the previous year. You do good deeds, mitzvah, ma'aseh, and tov, Hashem remove the burdens, and if you don't, Hashem will increase the burdens, and here we see sometimes the reverse. So many of the Nevi'im and the Tzaddikim already asked about this. Among them is Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, asked, Madua derech rishon tzalecha? Why do the ways of the wicked prosper? Now, Rav Migdal Milam makes an important point. Yirmiyah does not say why all wicked people are prosperous. The truth be told, and even Bizman Hazeh, many wicked people are failures, ruin their lives, die young, live a miserable life. And even if they went up in fame, you'll look later, they suffer terribly. So they don't get away with it very, very often. And many righteous people live long and happy lives. But the question is why there are any exceptions at all. Why are there are some wicked people that are indeed prosperous? Even one wicked person that's prosperous is a contradiction to the concept and the plan of what we're supposed to do. For example, Ramidla says, you see many idle people today smoke marijuana, take many narcotics. Now, some of them get into trouble and they die young. The cemeteries are full of young, wicked people, people who did terrible things. But the question is why are some seemingly escaping this? Well, Omar Acher Habakkuk in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel says, Lama Sareni Oven, why do you let me see of evil, V'amal Tavit, and look on vice, V'shoid V'chamas L'negdi, and robbery and violence is before me, V'yiriv Madanisa, while there's strife and contention. He's asking the same question. Why are wicked people in this world prospering and continuing their evil activities? V'amar, it also says there, Ki Rosh HaMachter Satzadik. Often the wicked man rules the righteous. Why should that ever happen? Why shouldn't Tzaddikim rule? Why do Rishon rule? V'amar also says Chabakuk, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, Tachrish, why are you quiet? Kevala, Rosha, Tzaddik, Vimenu. As the wicked swallows up the one more righteous than he. V'amar Acher, and Tehillim Ayin Gimel says, Hine Eli Roshoim, these wicked, Shalvi Goylam, they're forever tranquil, Hiskul Choyal, they attain great wealth. V'amar and Tehillim Ayin Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, V'erchas B'nikoyin Kapoy, V'achrik Sakisi Levavi. Was it for nothing that I made my heart pure? Was it for nothing that I washed my hands with cleanliness? And I'm plagued all day long with Sechach Tel Abkarim, and every morning I'm rebuked by my circumstances. David is complaining. Why do we see that people who don't live righteously, why are they successful? David, who was a tzaddik, had to run away. He had his life as a fugitive. He was chased by Shaul, and so on, although he did his best to be an Eved Hashem. And Malachi Paragimel says, Pasuk Tesvav, Gam Bochanu Elikim Vayimaleitu, they tested God and escaped punishment. So that is the question. why do the famous old question, why do many righteous suffer and many wicked prosper? The prophet left a question without an answer. Because the reason for the suffering of each one of these righteous men, the reason why there's prosperity with some wicked ones, Zulas Ilasa Achar, differ for different reasons. So the Navi didn't give an answer because there are many, many answers. And each case is different. So Moshe in general said, the hidden belong to Hashem, our God. It's Hashem's business to see why certain people are treated this way or that way. And what's revealed, though, is for us to understand and for our children to understand. We have to do what is before our eyes to understand, and we don't necessarily understand what is meant to take place in the world in things that are secrets of Hashem. And one of those secrets are this difficulty of why righteous suffer and many wicked prosper. Kehelet said, if you see oppression of the poor and denial of justice and rights in the country, don't be surprised. In this world, don't be surprised that that happens. Hashem is a rock, perfect in his work, meaning he's unchangeable. All his ways are justice. We can't comprehend it, but everything is just. The Chayvus Avavus will still try to explain as best as he could some of the reasons why this takes place, but ultimately, after everything said and done, there are certain things that are not comprehensible and we don't fully understand Hashem's ways. That is the question. One of these questions is simply just to ask ourselves, why didn't Hashem make things straightforward and simple? Straightforward and simple. A cause and effect of when you do good deeds and you do the right thing, you get good results. And when people behave negatively, it is the opposite. Why isn't that always the case? Now, one answer is going to be that is the key of why we live in this world. One of the primary purposes is to be tested. For example, he'll be tested whether he will work on Shemitah. He will be tested whether he will keep Shabbos, whether he'll keep Yontif, whether he'll keep Chol HaMoed. He'll be tested whether he will separate Truma and Maaseres from his crops and give it to the Kohen and the Levi and the poor people. Every detail of these halachos and these tests are to show the purity of the heart that you have towards Hashem. Now, if things were so straightforward and you could get your food right away, it's not going to be a test. So this is a real solid first major reason why we see these contradictions and these questions and these doubts is for us to be tested. Will we remain with our strong faith and do the right thing despite opposition to it? We'll get our just reward in the righteousness that we do, whether in this world, and if not in this world, in the next world. Everything evens out and straightens out. But in the time being, very often it's confusing. And Hashem, though, is trying to, either by adding us more reward or by doing this for our benefit, to test our resolve to see whether we will serve him despite this adversity. And one of those adversities is watching how sometimes righteous suffer and the wicked prosper. Another reason is the busyness is helpful. If life is too simple and easy, people will get into trouble. Man is not made to be idle. People have mental troubles. People could become depressed and run to entertainment. Sometimes the busyness could throw us off, and even tzaddikim often need to be busy in order to fulfill their full shlemus. Why some tzaddikim are able to not have that calmness and learn all day long, and why some tzaddikim have to struggle, only Hashem knows. But for each tzaddik, Hashem knows what's best for them to grow in their shlemus. And it takes emunah, because sometimes it's hard to understand why that is the case. But in general, it says, learn Torah together with an occupation, because the exertion on both causes sins to be forgotten. So, there are, if all another thing to realize, he'll explain that if all righteous people lived successfully and happily, and all wicked people had to labor continuously to make a living, then everyone would be, through common sense, righteous. If man would smoke a cigarette on Shabbos and immediately drop dead, no one would smoke on Shabbos, and no one would get credit for not smoking on Shabbos or being ashamed of Shabbos. So it's common sense, like we mentioned just a moment ago, that Hashem made the world to provide tests. So there has to be instances where good people suffer and wicked people are successful. It's not a hard rule. Good people are generally more happier in this world. Wicked people are more miserable in this world. But sometimes it's reversed to test us. Now, why these particular tzaddikim suffer and these particular rishonim prosper is beyond our comprehension. But we need to recognize it's a test. But in order to not be discouraged completely, Hashem sends us good people who also succeed. The Chazal bring this out. The Kuzri brings it out, that even in our Golos, most of the time, Jews had better livelihoods than the non-Jews among which they lived. You have this through history. He goes through it a little bit. So now he's going to go through the reasons why this happens. The first reason to explain hardship for the righteous is a kapara, to keep them clean so that in next world they can be completely pure and be saved from Gehenim, not even having a short visit in Gehenim. To be totally straight, go straight to Olam Haba, the Olam HaEmes, without having going through the process of Gehenim. So very often, then, suffering there is a benefit. V'Omer, I would suggest, the Chayav Salvava says, Ki haponim, asher bavurim yimna matzadik esdamas tarfei, that the following reason why the righteous is prevented from gaining his livelihood, achiyitur chalav, till he works very hard for it, v'yivachem by, and he's tested by it, efshe she'oven shekodem loy, could be there was some sin that he committed earlier in life, his chayiv lipara al mimenu alav, that he has to pay back, like Mishlei Yud Alf says, hein tzadik baretz yishulam, even the righteous person is punished in earth, so he's perfect now. But Hashem loves him. He wants to clean him from any guilt of sin whatsoever. And since maybe in his younger years he had some lapses, Hashem gives him some adversity to clean him from those previous misdeeds. So he has a clean, perfect slate. And he won't have to go to Gehenna to purify himself. He goes straight to Olam Haba. That's answer number one. Answer number two is to give him zchusim for the future. The yeshayi al derech tmura ba'olam haba. It's an exchange for infinite reward in olam haba. Kamashikosav leitivcha bachrisecha. That it's to do good for the end. You see this by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lived 120 years. He could have died in his bed, like an old man dies, with a calmness, tranquility. But Hashem instead, and again we don't understand it, but he brought him to the Romans, who tortured him to death. But Rabbi Akiva, Hashem gave it to him as a gift. Rabbi Akiva perceived it as a gift. He wanted to die al Kiddush Hashem. He was taking flesh off his bones with iron combs. He said Shema, expressed his love of Hashem as if nothing happened. So there Hashem subjected this tzaddik to torture for the purpose of giving him additional olam haba beyond our comprehension. There was another case he brings down from the Gemara Tainis, Chafei Amid Aleph. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas was so poor, he was always hungry. He saw rotten vegetables on the street, he had to eat it. One time he fainted, and Hashem appeared to him, and Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas asked, why do I suffer so much? And Hashem told him he was created to suffer, but he gave him chizik. He said, it's an opportunity for you. Lesser people would rebel, you didn't. He knows it's tzaddikim and chose him. He chose him to give him a tremendous amount of olam haba. You see, Rabbi Yochanan also suffered very much. He continued learning and teaching Torah. So we have two reasons thus far. One is to be mechaper on averis, so you should be clean. And the other one is to give additional reward for olam haba. And Bez Hashem, we're going to go through other reasons in the upcoming shir. Bracha v'atzlacha.